हरे कृष्णा। क्वेश्चन, वॉज अर्जुनास फेथ एनहैंस्ड बाय सीइंग द विश्वरूप? दिस क्वेश्चन इज बेस्ड ऑन गीता डेली आर्टिकल विच सेज हाउ देर इज पर्सनल रियलाइजेशन विच एनहैंसेज आर फेथ। आंसर, नाउ इफ वी लुक एट द फ्लो ऑफ द भगवद गीता, वी सी दैट in the 10th chapter, after hearing the Chatushloki, Arjuna is enlightened and he accepts Krishna as the absolute truth, param bhu, param brahma, param 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 dhama, param brahma, param dhama. He says that Krishna, you are the absolute truth, and sarvam etaditam manye. He says, I accept what you have said. And this, he says this in 10.12, 13, 14, and then again at the start of the 11th chapter. The 11th chapter is the Vishwarupa Darshan. So there he says, right in the beginning, 11.1, he says, Madanugrahaya paramam guhyam adhyatma sangitam yatva yoktam vichastena mohoyam vigato mama. So he says that mohoyam vigato mama. He says, by your merciful imparting of this knowledge, my moha has gone. Mohoyam vigato mama. And actually, if we see at the end of the Bhagavad Gita also, in 18.73, Arjuna says the same thing. Nashto moha smutilabdha tat prasadan maya achyuta. So okay, same words are used. The word prasad is used, there is anugraha. And mohoyam vigato mama, moha is gone, and nashto moha, moha is destroyed. So that means that Arjuna was enlightened, free from delusion, by the 11th chapter itself. In fact, by the 10th chapter itself. And that he makes it unambiguously clear in the 11th chapter. So it is not that Arjuna had any doubts thereafter. And if we see, when he asked the question, Manne Sedita Chakyam Maya Drashtumiti Prabho Yogeshwar Tatometam Darshayatma Namavyam. He says, I would like to see your Rupa Ishwari. I would like to see your magnificent universal form. And if it is possible, please show it to me. So he makes that request, and the Acharyas explain that this request is for Loka Sangraha, for Loka Hita. It is for giving faith to others by setting a standard that if somebody claims to be God, then that God, that person should be able to display the universal form. Now, if we see, after seeing the Vishwarupa, yes, Arjuna offers prayers to Krishna when the Vishwarupa is revealed. And he Kritanjali Vepamanaha Kiriti. He's trembling and he's offering prayers to Krishna. And thereafter, he is going on, and especially when he sees the Kala Rupa with the destructive form, with the various warriors going into the blazing mouth of Krishna, he is overwhelmed by fear. And he says, Krishna, please don't show this form. Please show your Saumya Rupa. And when Krishna mercifully then revealed the Saumya Rupa, then Arjuna says at that time that yes, that now I have Sitosmi. He says that by your, now I have become well situated. Now I am no longer agitated. I become calm. So, in one sense, we see after that 11th chapter, the end is Krishna says, therefore, you should practice bhakti. And then in the 12th chapter, then Krishna asks Arjuna about, Arjuna asks Krishna about which is better, the impersonal or the personal. So, now overall, there are some speculative Gita commentators who say that actually Krishna did not make any headway in his discussion with Arjuna till he resorted to the supernatural by displaying the mystical universal form. But that's not true. Actually, Krishna had already persuaded and convinced Arjuna before this itself. And the subsequent questions are simply clarifications on further issues for enhancing the understanding. It is not for removing the doubts. It is for removing the doubts is like countering the negative. Enhancing the understanding is developing the positive. So, did the display of the perception of the universal form deepen Arjuna's faith? At one level, Arjuna is already enlightened, and we see that when he's already got taste. And in the 10th chapter, when he asks Arjuna, he says, Vistarena atmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana. Please speak your glories in detail. And bhuya kathaya truptirhi shrumato nasti me amrutam. That I'm getting such taste that I never feel tired in relishing this. So this indicates that Arjuna has already got taste. So both from Arjuna's declarations, from all these declarations, we can understand that Arjuna is already enlightened. So it is not that Arjuna had any doubts which were countered by इज गेटिंग द मैसेज ऑफ द गीता और इज गेटिंग द दर्शन ऑफ द विश्वरूप. बट सो यू ऑलरेडी हैड फेथ, नॉट जस्ट फेथ, ही हैड द समिट ऑफ फेथ इन टर्म्स ऑफ बींग एनलाइटन्ड एंड बींग अटर्ली डिवोटेड टू कृष्णा. बट द process of becoming attracted to Krishna is an endless process because Krishna's attractiveness is endless. So yes, the darshan of Krishna's Vishwarupa also enhanced and flavored the reciprocation of bhakti, the affection of Krishna, affection of Arjuna for Krishna. It added a different flavor to that affection. And in that sense, we could say it's not so much an enhancement of faith. Arjuna already had the summit of faith, but we could say that it is a enhancement in terms of an addition of a flavor to devotion, to his devotion. At the same time, we cannot consider this to be like a part of the standard process of sadhana bhakti. Arjuna is a special privileged direct associate of Krishna, and he can request Krishna and get the darshan of the Vishwarupa. Now, we cannot demand Krishna that you show me the Vishwarupa. For Arjuna, is his asking for the darshan of Vishwarupa a part of Pratyaksha Avagaman Dharmyam? Maybe not. But what we can understand is that for us, Pratyaksha Avagaman Dharmyam means not so much seeing the Rupa Aishwarya of the Lord in terms of the Vishwarupa, but it is in terms of Kathayanta Shyamam Nityam Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. That we focus on discussing Krishna's glories and delighting in those glories and thereby gaining experiential realization of the reality of Krishna, of the proximity of Krishna, of the sweetness of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.